Heading south over the holidays? Doubtful you'll be going as far south as Rutgers University seniors Taylor Dodge and Stephen Weber. They join me now to share their itinerary and intent. Taylor, Steve, welcome to Newsworks tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Taylor, you and Steve are students in the Rutgers School of Environmental and Biological Sciences, and this is very much a work vacation, if we'll call it that. Where are you going?
Antarctica.
What are you doing?
Studying krill and climate change.
And what's the relationship between krill and climate change?
So basically, as you have a warming climate, you're going to be getting a shift in the range of the species. So the krill serves as a food source for both penguins as well as various whale species that come down to the Antarctic. And as the temperatures change, you're going to be getting more of a poleward shift of that distribution, and that affects the populations of penguins and the whales because they have to change their foraging patterns. And that, in turn, affects how much energy they have to expend and reduces the amount of energy they can use to both create new offspring as well as grow.
Give listeners a sense of Antarctica this time of year. Terrain, temperature.
Right now it's summer down there, so your temperatures aren't much too far off from a really cold winter in New Jersey.
Max is at about 10 degrees, but I think it's around 0 degrees
typically.
Right now, yeah.
Much colder than that at night?
Probably, yeah. I know it's mostly sunlight down there now because it's the summertime for the most part. I know they took one of the grad students down there. They posted a picture of it around 2 a.m. and it looked like a sunset at 2 a.m.
Like twilight or sunrise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might take some getting used to, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Let's talk more about collecting that data. Describe this research vessel you'll be on. How many people will be doing it with you? Is it an 8-hour day and then you're free? Go to the movies or...
I think for the ship, it's a large research vessel, and you kind of work in shifts. Like, you'll have a group of people who work an 8-hour shift or so, and then they'll go and eat, and they'll go into bed and do everything else, and then they'll just rotate throughout the day. I think there's 3 different shift times, so I think that's how they do it. And I think there's about 40 people on the ship, or is around that?
I believe it's around 40 people, probably about 20 to 25 scientists, and then crew members.
And then crew members above and beyond that. Mm-hmm. What do you do during off time, first on the ship and then off?
I think they have TV rooms. You can watch TV. You bring books. You bring lots of books. And they have a gym there, too. So it's, limited, but they have things for you to do.
Was this season chosen in part to reduce the chances of getting ice locked?
That is part of it. It's also a lot more hospitable. There's what's called wintering over in Antarctica.
What does that refer to?
That's if you stay during the winter season. Or what their winter season would be, which is the summer season in the Northern Hemisphere. And during that time, temperatures can get as low as negative 100 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. And you have to have a lot more medical vetting in order to do that because there's not as much resupply action, so you're not getting a lot of contact from the outside world. So you have to go into more mental testing. You have to be really mentally stable, be able to be kind of separated from the world for a long time.
Will it be so isolating that you'll only be able to contact family and friends intermittently while you're down there?
The boat, you have email access. You go through their server, and they also have a phone. I don't know how often you can use it. I'm assuming not often.
Steve, you're there for 6 weeks and then coming back and completing your semester studies. Taylor, you'll be there the full 12-week.
Yeah.
So in some sense of real time, can others follow along with the progress of the trip? Will you be posting in some sense?
I have a friend making me a blog so I can post as I go along, and I'm going to send him what I'm going to write, and he can update it while I'm on the ship if I can't access it.
And Steve, how about for you?
Mostly mine's just going to be email contact, as well as there's actually a website called marinetraffic.com, and using that you can actually look up the name of the ship. It's the Lawrence M. Gould, and you'll be able to see the progress of the ship as it moves. So, because it has a APHIS tracker on it, and it basically will ping its location every few minutes, and it'll show on the website where the ship
navigational
is at.
Progress.
Yes.
That's really cool. Taylor, do you have a sibling or parents or a relative that infused you with this love of either specifically marine biology or ecology or biology or science?
I actually had a teacher in high school. It was an ecology class we took, and she'd always take us on field trips. And it's I talk to students now, they never had that chance in high school, but she taught us how to do field sampling, and it was just that exposure.
Steve, how did you first get the bug, as it were?
Taylor and I actually started out in the same class. They gave a lecture on Antarctica and the research that was going on down there, and I basically fell in love with it. It's an amazing opportunity. I just was really happy that I was granted the opportunity to take advantage of it.
Did any family and friends have any souvenirs they want you to bring back, like a little ice cube from the Antarctica?
Everyone wants a penguin.
Everybody wants a penguin?
Everybody wants a penguin. Well, I'm going to get all of these penguins back.
Taylor Dodge, Steve Weber, safe traveling. We'll be interested to hear from you when you come back. Thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rutgers University seniors Taylor Dodge and Steve Weber.